true believers, and welcome to the seventh installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me are Chaos 72 and Sneaky Beat 15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Greetings.
All right, big news happening. We record on Wednesday, so big news starts tomorrow, but we are covering the week of October 7th through the 14th of the year 2015, depending on which calendar you like to look at. Well, you know.
You think someone's using the Mayan calendar
still? They could be using the Chinese calendar. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
The normal stuff we normally get out of the way. This week's events. We'll try and fly by. These are mostly the ones that are wrapping up, and then we'll talk about the big stuff starting tomorrow. Deadpool dailies for the week. Today was the oh-so-popular Righteous Uppercut, Yellow Cage. Tomorrow is the Yellow Rocket and Groot. Friday, Yellow Spider-Man. Saturday, Purple Daredevil. Sunday, Blue She-Hulk. Monday is a Red Deadpool. Tuesday, Green Gamora. And Wednesday is a Green Black Widow. So always good to get more Deadpools, I suppose. So I kind of look forward to that one. Anybody else want anything out of that list?
No, today's was the only one that I was actually looking forward to. I was just checking to see if Black Widow was going to help me out at all.
Right, but I'm with Ray. I don't know if Black Widow and Gamora are maxed out, so those would be the two that I'd be most excited about.
If you don't have five Yellow Rocket and Groot, you need five Yellow Rocket and Groot.
I only have one Rocket and Groot cover so far, so I don't care, but I'll still, you know, obviously play for it and be excited to add it.
Yeah, when you can go from having like 100 hit points to 10,000 in one yellow match,
yeah,
it's really nice.
Oh, yes. I have him at 355, so that would be a usable for me. What should I drop? The blue?
Of Rocket and Groot?
Yeah.
Nah, green.
Green?
The blue puts out so much damage, it's absurd.
Sure.
I guess we need to cover Rocket and Groot in a weekly event, or a weekly
we do.
Feature character sometime soon.
All right.
Story event. The ISO 8 Brotherhood is wrapping up. Notable things there, 45,000 for a yellow mohawk. You need 82,000 for the legendary token. First or second place gets you a Jean Grey. And 3 through 150 is a human torch. The key to this one is to try and get it done very soon after the Galactus event starts so that you don't waste your Galactus time.
Get her done.
I'm at 54,000 exactly. 54,000 on the dot.
Yeah, I'm at 43. I don't know if I'm getting to 82.
But that's, I really want to get to 82 to get that token, but I don't know if it's going to be likely because, man, I want to play me some Galactus. Other things that wrapped up. Trial by Combat, which was the She-Hulk event. 800 got you a blue She-Hulk. 1,000 got you a black X-Force Wolverine. 1,300 for the Legendary. First place was blue Ant-Man. 2 through 100 were Colossus. Would that be Colossus?
Yeah, that was good. That maxed out my Colossus, so now I can start leveling him.
I enjoy Colossus. He's not all that great, really, but I still like him.
I just like him. I've always liked him.
Peter's a cool character.
Yeah.
His follow-up event then started right after that, which was Real Steel. 800 got you a Black Colossus. 1K for the Yellow Ant-Man. 1,300 for the Legendary. First place for Green Carnage. And 2 to 100 got you Deadpool. And then that pretty much tidied up Season 19. Did everybody get enough points in the simulator to get to that Jean Grey?
Oh, no.
No. Not even kind of.
Okay, I got that far. And then that got you most of the way to the 10-pack for 3K. Did everyone get the 3K 10-pack?
I did! I got my first ever 10-pack.
Woohoo!
Nice. Yes, I got the 10-pack as well. The simulator, there is no way. I told you, I think I mentioned this, I got up to like 1,600 points and then overnight lost 580 points.
Right.
And it was so depressing. I think I made it back up to like 1,400 and got attacked again and I just got frustrated.
My 10-pack this year was glorious. I had so many things. I think I sent Ray a screenshot for things that I had to sell because I couldn't use them. I got a Gamora, a Luke Cage, a Steve Rogers, and a Beast that were all just extra covers for me that I had to sell.
Huh.
Yeah, my 10-pack was crazy.
Oh my god, mine was crazy too. I got the one that was intended for you.
Oh, it was chock full of moonstones?
Oh my god, it was a heartbreaker. I got, you guessed it, 3 Moonstones, 3 2-star caps, 1 Ares, 1 original Black Widow, 1 yellow Captain Marvel, and then a Jean Grey.
Well, at least you got a Jean Grey.
Yeah, That is the least I got.
Jean's pretty good.
I'm sure. I'm sure when I have more than one cover of Jean Grey, she will be awesome.
Yeah, boy, yeah, it did sound like you got my 10-pack.
Oh my god, those three moonstones just burned me up.
What'd you get, Ray?
Mine was better than that. I ended up getting three stars, and which I just sold. I had them maxed out. And an Ant-Man, so a useful 4-star. Very useful.
Yeah, so yeah, I got a thing out of mine, was my big prize.
Nice.
So that was my first thing cover, so I was super excited.
Yeah, that Ant-Man is, he's getting respectable real quick.
Yeah, the powers are starting to grow on me. Ba-dum-bump. Because they all turn into grow. See, that's the fun there.
Thanks for walking us through that, Craig.
And then, of course, you know, everyone's favorite power from Sprockets. Aunts, aunts, aunts. And if you know that joke, you are way too old or have seen a lot of old episodes of Saturday Night Live.
Ah, it's a good episode.
It's
though.
A great episode.
He looked like an ordinary tramp.
But if you turn him over, aunts, aunts, aunts,
aunts.
Germany's most disturbing home videos. It's a classic, kids. Look it up on the YouTubes.
Yeah, do it.
All right.
You will not be sad.
The big news for the weeks. Although, actually, there's lots of big news for the week.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
It's chock full of news this week.
And that'll be the rest of the episode.
Oh, yeah, man. Welcome to the 2-year anniversary. It's crazy.
It is super crazy, the 2-year anniversary. The headline event is, of course, a Galactus brand new event. Looks like it's going to be very similar to the Ultron event, where your whole alliance needs to team up and keep putting the beat down on Galactus.
Good luck with that.
And that was super fun in Ultron.
Yeah, yes. I love the Ultron events.
So it looks like it's going to be pretty similar. We had the rewards up there, and I've promptly closed it because I'm an idiot.
I've got them up here.
Okay.
So we've got a few common rewards. Big reward starts at 100 at 20,000 points. You get your first Galactus 2-star token. I don't know who is going to be prevalent in that token.
Right.
But can't wait to find out. So that is at 120,000. It is also at 250,000 and at 450,000. And then at 900,000, you get a Red Human Torch in case you don't have him maxed out with, I don't know, if you're getting 900,000 points. That's a lot of points. And then at 1.25 million, a legendary token.
Ooh. Well, that's on the personal side, right? And then on the Alliance side, what do you got on the Alliance side?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't have that. Where is it?
Oh, it's scroll down. Have it?
Ah, here we go.
I was going to say, until Ray hits us with the specifics, you get normal crap. You get some ISO. You get eventually you get some Galactus Hunger tokens, which are the 2-star tokens. And eventually, if you do real good, you get a 4-star old school Cyclops.
Right, which we'll at least I will complain about him shortly.
3 million points gets you a yellow. 4.4 gets you a blue, and 5.9 million gets you a red.
Right, yeah, that's for everyone in your alliance. That's for the alliance scoring that high. So you at least have to make it to round 6. It gets pretty hard after that, at least it did in Ultron, to get through round 7 or higher, because it was a lot of points were needed.
Right, unless you have an alliance full of people just paying for Silver Surfers, it's going to probably be a little difficult. We did make it to round 6 on the last Ultron, but it is an event where you, our alliance commander is putting a all hands on deck call.
Well, that's good. We're gonna need it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Got to stay focused.
All right, other things going on. Here's a good note, kids. If you like the game and you want to support the developers, they are currently offering you a 30% bonus on all Hero Point and ISO purchases right now. So if you ever felt the need to stock up on the Asgardian treasure amount, now would be the time where you get the most out of that.
Absolutely.
For all events during the anniversary, double ISO is going to be awarded.
That's awesome.
So that's super handy.
Yeah.
And then speaking of other events, what's coming up is, well, I'll cover the ones that are done before. Black Vortex is making a return, Simulator Challenge, and the Women of Marvel. And then besides Galactus, we have two other brand new events. One is the Class of 2015, which, from what I've seen, means it will only be featuring characters that were released in the 2015 year. And then the last one is called Roar. It is bringing back a feature of Devil Dinosaur, who has not made an appearance in the game for quite some time.
I know.
He used to show up in token packs and has not for quite some time, so I think the only way to get him nowadays is to hit day 365
right.
for daily rewards.
Yeah, it's the only place I know.
Yeah, that's the way to get him.
And likely this new versus event.
I would have to think that some reward is going to be more Devil Dino tokens, as long as it's not all just wiggle my hands at you. I'd be pretty happy, because that power makes me sad. What else we got? What else you got there, anybody?
Well, those events, I would mention that those events are probably just to, you know, keep you occupied while you heal from battling Galactus, because really, that's going to be the main focus.
Well, or to distract you from battling Galactus, I suppose.
Right. The battle of, the Galactus event, key characters, characters that are getting a level boost, are the Human Torch Classic, the 3-star,
mm-hmm.
Iron Fist, Jean Grey, Kamala Khan, all the Black Widows, any Spider-Man, any Wolverine, and Captain Marvel. I believe that is the 3-star Captain Marvel. So those will be pretty useful, and we'll be talking about the Human Torch later.
Yeah, I've been stocking up on ISO this week, just waiting to see which characters I was going to need. So I have like 109,000 banked ISO to level up.
Well, Human Torch does a lot of damage, so I'm probably going to be leveling him.
He does. I think I have mine maxed out, but we'll talk about him a little later in the show. The other huge news. It's huge news, which made me both happy and super sad at the same time.
Yeah.
There are three new characters. 2 4-stars and 1 5-star. Sadly, however, they're all characters that we already have in the game. Why can't we make new characters? I don't know. But let's start at the bottom, I suppose. The 4-star, one of the 4-stars, is Red Hulk, which is Thunderbolt Ross incarnation
Woo-hoo.
Of the Hulk.
Yeah.
So it's nice that it's not Banner. It's a different flavor.
Yeah.
Oh, remind me, we'll bring up the other Hulk, who's also coming up sometime soon.
Right.
Just to mention him. But for Thunderbolt Hulk, he's got a red passive, where if he is, none of the super specifics have been released, but the preliminary info is that if he's damaged for more than X amount of damage, he creates a countdown tile that destroys random basic tiles. So it's kind
very
of a
similar to Anger.
Twist of Anger. His green power for 9 AP is damage to whole enemy team, and if he has more than X green AP, drains all the green AP and does bonus damage.
Ooh.
And then the purple was for 7 AP, drain the enemy's green AP, and generate your own X-Men green AP.
That's excellent.
So he
yes.
sounds super cool.
Yeah.
So we'll see how well he plays out. The other 4-star, again, something that made me sad because who in the world needs more than one Scott Summers? Because everyone wants him dead the first time around. But there's another Cyclops coming. This will be
I think you're a little delusional how everybody thinks of Scott Summers.
No, there is not a single person in the history of reading Marvel comics who does not hate Scott Summers with a passion if you've ever read an X-Men comic.
I don't know about hate with a passion.
He is the worst character the X-Men have ever had.
Nope. This guy.
Which guy?
I am a longtime Cyclops fan.
How?
One, I grew up wearing glasses. So when we played X-Men, I was always stuck being Cyclops, and I just got comfortable with it.
Huh.
Okay.
Two, he was awesome in the 6-player X-Men game.
Oh, he was.
Nope, I will still
his
argue the greatest character in that game
so
is still
good.
Dazzler.
I didn't say he was the best, but his throw was the best.
Yeah, didn't have a stick, though.
No, he did not have the one pixel longer stick that Storm had. He did not have the great board-clearing effect of Nightcrawler, and he was certainly no Dazzler.
Yeah.
Or he didn't have the ability to hold the screen steady like good old Colossus.
All right, anyway, Scott Summers, for 10 red, destroy a chosen basic tile for dealing X much damage. Again, all these numbers are info is all pretty preliminary since these characters have not been released yet. If there are 10 or more team-up AP instead, he will destroy an entire row and deal damage.
Cool.
So for 5 yellow, create a yellow countdown tile. While that's out, team-up matches generate AP in the team's strongest color instead and increase the countdown's duration.
That sounds awesome.
If you could team him up. Well, I guess you don't want him teamed up. It's kind of a weird mix of his other one, which converts all the team-ups to red, the other Scott. It's kind of a twist on that.
Right.
And then for 8 blue, destroy all the red tiles in a 3x3 surrounding the tile. That's kind of confusing.
The one you select, I believe.
Yeah. Gain AP and deal damage. Levels increases the destruction radius and the tile types destroyed. Right. So I guess so at level one, it just destroys red things, and then as you get it higher, it will destroy more colors of things.
Right, and the radius goes up. That's the way I read it, at
right,
least.
Right, so it's kind of like X-Force is X, kind of in a way. I guess maybe Punisher's...
Yeah, it sounds better than that. They nerfed his X power so much.
Yeah.
I think his blue power sounds a little bit better.
So this actually, it looks like he's going to be really strong. I just hate the fact that it's Scott Summers. and then the super big news is that coming out of alternate universe Earth-807-something-something-something-something is five-star old man Logan. Wolverine is an old man who now gets super angry about things. Ray, you've got, he's got one of these, another character who has powers who change, since that's one of the new features in the game. Tell me about all of the old man Logans.
Oh, that's going to take some time. So his first power, Black Power, is called Living Legend. He creates two strength 272 black strike tiles and immediately ends the turn. If the team has 12 or more yellow, he replaces all of the Wolverine's powers with alternative powers. So that's why this is going to take a long time, because he has double the number of powers as everybody else. The power looks interesting, but man, I always hate end your turn powers.
Right.
I like to keep playing when I use them, but his second power is called Die Hard. It's yellow. It is a passive. At the start of the turn, he restores 219 health for each team member still in the fight. That's base level 1. That goes up significantly. At max level, it goes up to 1586 restored for each team member. His third power is called Reluctant Hero, which is a red passive, so he's full of passives. When any ally fires a power, if there are fewer than 5 friendly strike tiles, Logan loses 725 health and creates 2 red strike tiles. That really sounds awful, but
he's going to heal himself. So.
He immediately is going to heal more than half of that back, just at first level. And the amount of damage that he takes does not go up, but his healing does. So the stronger you get him, the less that's really going to be a factor. Then when he goes into his alternate power, his black turns into Still Sharp, which deals 2486 points of damage to the target, destroys 2 friendly special tiles, doing damage for each. His yellow changes into a power that does 440 damage to the enemy team, plus an additional 300 damage for each enemy still in the fight. So it's stronger earlier on. And then his red changes into Finish the Fight, which is deals 2,000 points of damage, and if he is less than 40% health, it's an additional 1,800 points of damage. So he is all about fluctuating hit points.
Right.
Doing damage to himself, doing damage to the entire enemy team. It looks interesting. I don't know who it's going to be able to be teamed up with very well, but pretty powerful. For example, his Finish the Fight at max level deals 13,500 damage plus 12,500 damage if he's under 60% of his health. Yeah, that's going to take out just about anyone.
Yeah, he sounds really interesting. I was just sad that it was yet another Wolverine in the game.
Yeah, how many do we need? How many do we have if we count, you know, Dakin
style?
Right,
you've got the 2 Dakins and 3 Wolverines. So that's a lot of Wolverine.
Yeah, so this will be the 4th.
Oh, I was counting him. Did I miss one?
I think so. There's a 2-star, there's a 3-star, there's a 4-star, and now there's a 5-star. Plus the 2 Dakins.
Yeah.
It's the game of Wolverine.
Did we lose Ian?
Nope, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I did not do any background reading about the old man Logan. As soon as I saw him, I was so not only crushed that it was happening, but slightly amused that, you know, prior to any of this, Craig was like, that new 5-star better not be another goddamn Wolverine.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of that guy. And then just like seconds later, they were like, ha, suck it, Craig.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was like, thanks, D3.
My favorite part of the character is the cover. I don't know why, but I really like that cover.
Oh, it's nice cover art, but yeah.
And you can see it. It's in the game already. It is available with a legendary token. Actually, I saw that somebody already has one. So he's available. But yeah, that cover looks cool.
And then to round up more characters that we don't need, they have also announced that coming soon is also the new Totally Awesome Hulk, because they have rebooted Hulk apparently in the Marvel Universe as a guy by the name of Amadeus Cho.
And that is not a Craig opinion. His name is actually Totally Awesome Hawk.
Yeah.
It's not that wasn't an opinion. That is his name.
So he will also be making an appearance, which will then give us another Hulk. So we're going to have Hulk, Red Hulk, Awesome Hulk, She-Hulk, lots of Hulks.
I imagine Totally Awesome is going to be a two-star?
They have claimed they are done with two stars.
But then where are they going to put him?
I'm assuming he's going to be a three-star or a four-star.
Or a five-star?
I can't imagine going to go five-star with this.
Again, if they're going to go five-star, I really wish they would do World War. Someone say that for me, please.
World War Hulk.
Thank you.
That's very difficult, actually.
It is.
I can only handle one W per sentence. I'm sorry.
And if you're going to make a five-star Hulk, why would you not do the Red Hulk? I mean, that's the only one that really makes sense. The Red Hulk took Silver Surfer's power cosmic. He also took Terrax's power. He took Fire Lord's power. He became, he took all the Herald's power. And in addition, he was also the Hulk. That sounds like a five-star character to me. But you're putting him in as four. So if they put Totally Awesome as five, I'm going to be even more disappointed.
Yeah, I have to assume they're going to slide him in as another three-star.
That's just weird. I automatically don't like him because he has a faux hawk.
He does have a faux hawk, and he looks super lame. And that will be a comic I will never read, so I'm not that worried about it. But he will be coming to the game. Puzzle Quest is actually going to be the first Marvel game that he's going to be featured in. So he will be brand new for Puzzle Quest.
Were the comics even out? I didn't think they were.
I don't know if the comic has started yet or not. I think it has, maybe? Or if not, it's starting real soon.
I don't know. We'll have to ask some comic people.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Leonard is going to comment on this and tell us.
Or maybe you could listen to the Longbox Heroes podcast and maybe he could tell you.
I bet he would have tons more information on that very subject.
All right, so that's all the new stuffs. Things that were also happening. There was another four-star Deadpool Daily. This week was the matchup of Deadpool versus Wolverine.
Yep, four-star versus four-star?
I believe so.
I mean, we've been fighting... Well, no, because we've been fighting pumped up three-stars.
Well, I really don't remember because I only played it once.
Same here. I know it was four-star Deadpool was the character you got to use.
Correct.
I believe your nemesis was gray suit Wolverine.
Yeah, it had to be.
Yep.
Yeah. But, so I only have one cover of four-star Deadpool.
Same here.
So I had a no percent chance of winning that. Yep. It just didn't happen.
I have his one red power, and before I could even gather enough red things to fire off low level out of bullets one time, I was wiped off the board. It was just sad.
Pretty much the same thing happened to me. I also have just one cover of out of bullets. I got it. I did get it to charge once. I healed for 200, and then he hit me for 8,000. So, it was not a good trade.
Yeah, I have two of his purple powers, which I cannot remember the name of it right now.
Countdown
for what? That's it. So, yeah, all I could do was put some countdown tiles up and hope that I could match them and do some damage. Could never survive long enough. I thought I could, strategize, use some boosts, and have a chance. I was wrong. I never got him below 10,000 life.
Yeah, this one was real rough for me. You needed a lot more Deadpool than I have access to.
Yeah.
All right, so that was that. Feature character of the week. As teased last week and slightly in the beginning of this show, this week's feature character is the Human Torch.
Yes.
This is three-star Johnny Storm, whose features red power of Fireball, green, whose name I can't recall.
Flamejet.
There you go. And black, which is Inferno.
Yes.
Do you guys use Johnny Storm ever?
He is a little bit low for me. I don't know why I don't have, he's not even close to the, 166 range where he needs to be effective. But I do use his two-star version on a different game of Marvel Puzzle Quest that I'm playing, which are, stepped-down versions of the same power.
Right.
Much like Thor. He's fine. Green seems like it's an excellent power. But you have to keep pumping more green into it because it drains your green pool every time you use it, and you do, consecutively less and less damage every turn.
Right. Hence why they made Mr. Fantastic's power of I will keep making green for my Fantastic Four friends.
Right. Right. Well, because all three Fantastic Fours, are fueled by green. I think the Yancey Street Special and the Force Bubble Crush are both green as well.
Right.
Yeah, Invisible Woman and Thing, respectively, in their damage. But yeah, I think he's a solid character. I think Inferno throws out a lot of attack tiles.
Yeah, what, he puts a circle out in the middle of the board.
Yeah, right in the middle of the board. And Red, you know, just does straight up pile of damage and blows up a tile or two off the board.
Right. I will have mine up in front of me here in just a minute, because I have mine maxed out at 166.
Ooh.
Oh, you do.
You would.
See, I have all the covers that I need for him, but I have him at level 120. I spent all of the cheap levels. After 120, it costs 1,000 ISO to level. So I haven't put anything in since then. So I don't use him too much at 120. He is definitely... here's my problem. I find it difficult to team him up with people. Red, black, and green are all, you know, pretty powerful colors on all the characters. So as soon as I start teaming him up with anybody, I want to use the other character's powers. You know what I mean? Like, if
right.
I team him up with Hulk, I want to use green for Hulk, not for Flame Jet. His red power, however, is pretty devastating. Even at level 120, it does 2,600 points of damage. So it's still pretty decent.
Yeah, I found that you need to team him up with someone who can step in front of the damage, because he can't take
sure.
a pile of damage. So if you're trying to
no,
red matches, somebody else needs to be sucking that up.
That, or I find he, with the 3-star Iron Man, is a great accompany, because Iron Man can use his low-level yellow to generate more red to pump into, you know, he doesn't even make red tiles, he'll just put more red ISO into your team, or not ISO, red...
AP.
AP.
Red AP into your team, which can fuel him. Iron Man still has his blue, which does... you know, an excellent amount of damage to the entire enemy team, which is no conflict there.
Sure.
And, you know, Iron Man doesn't have black, so that leaves you, you know, Johnny Storm to eat up all the black that he wants and put out. And neither of them destroy any significant amount of tokens, so if you want to put all those attack tiles out with Inferno, there's no real conflict there. So I think they're an excellent pairing.
All right, so I have mine at 5-4-4. 5 Fireball, 4 Inferno.
Sure.
4 Flame Jet.
I would consider 5-5-3... to be superior in my mind, but, you know, however it comes out, it comes out.
Yeah, my Fireball is doing 3390, costs 8 red.
Yeah, that's a good...
Inferno at level 4 does 8 tiles that do 191 each, but it does deplete your blue, purple, and yellow, so you gotta... That's the other side part of Inferno
you
gotta
watch. You have to activate those couple things. You do Inferno last, essentially.
Right. And then my Flame Jet is... 229 damage for every green AP you have, a max of 2059 a turn. So if you have a pile of green, it can do a pile of damage every turn.
You just
have to keep green filled up all the time.
Right.
Right.
The other reason I don't use them a whole lot is because the Inferno and Flame Jet, they put tiles out. You can't use anybody who destroys tiles on the board. I mean, you can, but it's...
Right. Counterproductive.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, I played him some this week, and I teamed him up with Silver Surfer so Silver Surfer could tank while I made lots of red matches and threw fireballs.
How'd it go?
That worked out pretty well.
Cool.
Well, I think I'm definitely going to be using him within the next week, because I can probably get him close to maxed out here shortly, and he's going to be getting a level boost in the Galactus event. So
right, and you'll be getting double ISO.
Right, right, and he is nothing but a damage machine. So mm-hmm. using that against Galactus sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, I'll definitely be using mine this week. But yeah, I guess that's Human Torch. You know,
he's a damage machine.
Yeah,
that's all
true.
He does is damage, damage, damage. But I guess if you're going to be on fire all day long, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's true. Rewards of the week. I just mentioned I got a Silver Surfer this week, and I got a Thing, which I didn't have, so...
Yeah, just bounce over the fact that you got a Silver Surfer.
Yeah, I did.
Right.
I was super excited. And then, strangely, it's you know, a character that you can level as soon as you get them.
Yeah.
So, I have my... Just went ahead and spent the ISO, so I have mine at level 270. I got the Black Power, which is to create Black Hole, which I have done a few times just for amusement factor, because it's a really cool effect. But generally, if I'm going to spend that much kind of black, I play way too much with Luke Cage, and I need that for Click Click Boom.
Oh my goodness. You and that Luke Cage, he is excellent, but goddamn, man. Try something different in your life.
I just love my Luke Cage so much. He makes my life so much easier. Anybody else get anything super exciting this week?
I did not get anything super exciting. I think I already mentioned I got an Ant-Man cover, which I was very happy about, and I've started playing him a bit more. Well, he's a required character in the ISO 8 event,
mm-hmm.
So I've been playing him there, and he's fun. His purple power is just, it's interesting. So, and that's the power that I got, so that made me happy. The only other thing that I got worth mentioning is in the Daily Deadpool, I did manage to pull out a 10,000 ISO.
That's insane.
I got a 10,000 ISO and a 1,500 ISO in, on the same day.
Yeah. Funny that you should mention that. So after my...
Funny how much I hate you two, by the way, but go ahead.
Nope. Oh, after my Craig-like 10-pack, my very first 10-pack, maybe never want to pursue the 10-pack again, I had enough taco tokens stored up to do a classic make-your-own 10-pack to make yourself feel better. So I opened my homemade 10-pack of taco tokens, and I received one green Iron Fist,
nice.
One red 3-star Iron Man, one 4-star 10,000 ISO token, one 250 hero point situation, and one yellow Black Panther. So
could you use the Black Panther?
No, I had to sell it.
Man, I wish I could get the ISO and hero points you guys get out of taco tokens.
Oh, it was awesome.
Nope.
It totally made me feel better.
You know, yellow spandex Wolverine, moonstone,
right.
And health packs. That's all I get.
Right. Well, that's fine. I got some extra moonstones for you. As part of my daily rewards, I got a Thor girl or She-Thor. So that was a nice surprise.
Yeah.
And then the very next day, I decided to treat myself and allowed myself to open one taco token. And it happened to be a red thing.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So it made up for your 10-pack of sadness.
Totally helped offset the sadness that my 10-pack caused. So it's been a good week. Now that I know you can buy cheap tokens, I might go on a little bit of an opening spree here.
Oh, yeah. One thing we were kicking around before the show started is, as we recall in the Ultron event, when you went into Recruit Heroes, there was a special every day, which if we remember right, you could spend 50 coins to buy one of these special event tokens. You could get one per day at that price. Then I think after that it went up to 400 or something.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Normally it's 400.
Right. So we're hoping that they will do that again starting tomorrow. So if that happens, try and save some hero points to at least throw 50 each day.
Right. So check in the either, I guess,
Galactus
Heroic category or Galactus Hunger's category.
Right.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's in the Galactus Hunger event that they do that, because that'll give you a better chance of getting the higher level characters.
Right.
Just a guess, though. We don't have any proof that that's going to happen, but
right.
Hopefully. They're also giving away a special token for just playing the Galactus event. I believe your first fight, I think it was, I read, that you play, you get a Galactus token.
Oh, I didn't see that at all. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I guess it was kind of like for National Taco Day, which happened over the weekend.
Exactly.
Where if you just showed up and played it all, you got a taco token. Was that Saturday or Sunday?
That had to be Sunday. Okay, it didn't have to be. But I think it was Sunday.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, for Taco Day. National Taco Day. You got it. Yep, I believe it was Sunday.
Okay. Ray, what do we have for comments, questions, preguntas o problemas from the
Not a whole lot. I would like to thank everybody for the positive feedback that we've been getting on Reddit and on the webpage. Appreciate the listeners and people have been saying things like, keep up the good work, enjoy the show. Any comments like that are always welcome. If there's anything that you'd like to discuss, feel free. This week, we don't really have a whole lot. Leonard had a conversation about the Hulk and who to team him up with. It was a nice little conversation on our Reddit post. If you want to go to the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, you can see that there. Other than that, the only thing that I had was there are three comments about the Silver Surfer. Originally, there was some talk about the Silver Surfer not counting in determining what slice you are placed in events. I think at this point we can say that that is completely false. If you have a Silver Surfer, you will likely see more Silver Surfer opponents, people using him. We've had several people comment on the fact that they've been attacked by people with a 355 level 455 Silver Surfer.
Wow.
One person was attacked. I have, actually it was Stink Palm, our fan on Reddit, who was attacked by a level 1037 Silver Surfer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Yeah. The Silver Surfer has 47,000 hit points. Insane. Yeah. I don't know what you can do about that.
Well, apparently you just go against Galactus and his million point damage attack, which we didn't even talk about.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that yet. that is all I have for the listener comment, so we can move on to that.
I think Ian had something else.
Oh,
I did. It's good news for all the console gamers out there. It looks like sometime this year, if it hasn't happened already, I'll go home and check my Xbox when I get a chance, because I've got a to-be-determined or to-be-announced date for the official release date. They are bringing Marvel Puzzle Quest Dark Reign to the Xbox 360. Again, it's not out yet. I don't know the details. I'm sure you can go browse your Xbox store online on your Xbox to see if it's available. I assume it's going to be free. That would be nice. If it's not, I imagine it won't be too terribly much. I can't imagine them charging more than $5 for such a thing, especially since the in-app purchases are available.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm looking forward to that.
I wonder if it's going to let you tie it into Facebook and everything.
Absolutely will not.
Alliance.
Yeah,
no?
I don't believe so. I think it's just going to be a
standalone. If I can't do that with my Steam and my phone, then the idea that I could do it with my Xbox and anything else is highly unlikely. So it'll just give me another outlet to play Marvel Puzzle Quest, I suppose, if I ever get really itchy to start from scratch yet again and build my way up. And try to remember what it takes to build your way up from nothing. If only there were some sort of beginner's guide. Some sort of show to guide me from start until, time to jump into the verses and other such things. Then it would really help me on my way and motivate me to play it on my Xbox.
All right, as Ian casually teases, we hope to sometime in the fairly near future have a special episode which covers sort of an intro to the game and for people new to the game. Maybe some basic strategy, some basic characters that you're going to start out with, and how to get going in the game to start making the...
Walk you through the prologue, tips and tricks, that sort of thing.
Because we have a bunch of our friends who've noticed that we do nothing but play this game, and they've started as well, and are asking us questions. So we're just going to put it together so we don't have to answer questions anymore.
All right, so to jump back to Galactus, there is some... possibly true, possibly untrue, leaked information on the interwebs. Ray, you still have that in front of you. Tell me about Galactus's attacks.
I do. So, reiterate on this. I cannot confirm that this is going to be true, but if we remember from the Ultron event where you go and you fight Ultron, he had super weird powers of, it was dropping a bomb that would go down and he would destroy the bottom line of the tiles every round. Well, Galactuses don't seem to be that strange, but definitely different. So he has a blue power called Great Machines, which places a countdown tile that then convert when they time out. They convert to cosmic tiles and deal damage. Doesn't say how much damage, but it creates cosmic tiles. Don't know what that means either. However, his next power, Devourer of Worlds, says he cannot be stunned, and at the start of the turn, he converts cosmic tiles into 2 AP in every color. And then his actual power, Cosmic Wrath, once he reaches 28 black AP, he activates Cosmic Wrath, destroys every tile on the board, and deals 1 million points of damage to your entire team, which basically means you die. So I don't know how accurate this is, but that is the leaked information. It sounds pretty insane.
Yeah, we'll see what happens tomorrow. What are we down to here?
Right, I was going to say we'll have an answer in about 12 hours.
Right, probably, yes, we'll know before this gets posted, actually. Yes. I'm not that quick at editing.
Yeah, we were discussing this a little bit, and some more thoughts that I had as to why it would be a million points of damage as opposed to an insta-kill. I don't know if it makes a difference, but what about if you're using someone like Professor X or Invisible Woman where you are placed in some sort of invisible state where you don't receive damage?
That is a good question. I don't know.
I'm assuming it will still just insta-kill you, just like the, Quicksilver's power blows up through invisibility.
Right. Maybe. We'll find out soon.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll try it. I'll throw my Invisible Woman into a Galactus fight and see what happens.
But it definitely sounds like you want to play with people who can take out countdown tiles.
Absolutely.
Destroy like, as many tiles as possible.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe get a Falcon in there. Or, again, like we were discussing, if there's someone like She-Hulk or Black Widow who can steal the enemy's AP to prevent him from getting up to 28, that would also seems like it would be advantageous.
Yeah,
sure.
I suppose, well, see, they're only countdown tiles, though. That's the problem.
All of the Black Widows are getting level boosted, so that might be
yeah, no
useful.
Good for me. I don't own any Black Widows.
That's not my problem.
Yeah.
I own three. So
I don't have character slots available for Black Widows.
What do you mean? Can't you buy a new character slot with all those hero points you
all
get
those
from
hero points
tokens?
That I don't get from... Turns out if I could sell Moonstones for hero points, I would be the richest guy in Marvel Puzzle Quest. But it turns out I can't. All right, I do have one Black Widow. I'm a liar. I did save
Gray Suit, right?
I did save Gray Suit.
Her sniper power
is
awesome.
Yeah, so maybe I could sniper Galactus to death.
Actually, yeah, that's right. Her sniper power also destroys tiles.
It does. It destroys a boatload of tiles.
Yeah. I need to level her.
Reticle
right, I was going to say.
Amount of tiles.
Crap, I only have her at level 78. She needs a lot of ISO.
Yeah.
A lot of boosting. Same thing with the hood. Twin pistols just got even more powerful.
It did.
It did, because it does blow up a lot of tiles. I do give it that. Okay. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
The podcast network, which we are officially a part of, in case anybody hadn't heard. It is the soon-to-be-named network, which is a collection of excellent podcasts. If you would like to check some of them out, I highly advise that you do. There is the Fresher and Parlance Show, which is a live interactive YouTube show, which covers the week's news and pop culture in a fun video format, unlike the rest of these podcasts. So that's kind of that one stands out just in that fact, and that it's a very good show. We are in many ways, no, they were even better shows, equally excellent shows, I guess would be the most diplomatic way to put it. Our anchor, our flagship, if you will, our namesake for both our alliance and for some reason not our network, which would have made an excellent network name. The Long Box Heroes, hosted by Leonard F. Chikarasin and his friend Todd, where they discuss all the latest happenings in the world of comic books.
Does Todd work at Cinnabon?
Stop it. Man, you are busting out the old school SNL references today.
Does he go by the side name
no.
of Azriel Abyss?
No.
Okay.
None of those things are correct about Todd
okay.
from the Long Box Heroes podcast. We have the Podvacy podcast hosted by our good friends Jason and Dave, where they discuss all of their favorite things and all things pop culture. We have the Dad Stractions podcast hosted by one Brian and Leonard F. Chikarasin, once again, where they talk about all the things that dads do to keep themselves sane while still being dads. And we have the black sheep of the podcast family, the Prodigal Sons podcast, where four angry white guys curse a lot about
everything.
Most often, yeah, a little bit of everything. Most often, whatever's in the news. But boy, that show is just a grease fire. just a hot mess. So good. I highly recommend it. It is co-hosted by yours truly, Jared, Adam, and Brian. And that's it for the Long Box Heroes. No, we're still the soon-to-be-named network.
Yeah, soon-to-be-named.
I was trying to shoehorn that new name in there for no good reason. And then the newest members, the Puzzle Warriors 3. 1, 2, 3, talking at you right now.
All right. I want to again thank everybody for joining us here again this week. You can always check our webpage for updates at puzzlewarriors3.com. You can get the podcast there. You can get it on Podomatic. You can get it on iTunes. If you have anything you want to talk about, any segments, any comments, if you want to throw out topics you want to hear us discuss, you can hit us up on our website. We have a little form you can fill out to leave comments. You can send us emails via the webpage. You can generally, we put a post into Reddit when a new show is posted. You can throw us some comments on there, and we try to cover those each week to get back to our listeners. But that's all for tonight, so goodbye for now, and remember, don't let the Dormammu hit you in the ass on your way out.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.